Thank you so much. Thank you very much for giving these details, like basics of Bhagavad Gita. Now, like I found there is some class of section of people who feel that you all people chant Hare Krishna, you tell very simple process to go back to Godhead and realize God. So they think they are like very, very intelligent, so like any kind of thing, and they think that there should be some complex process to go back to Godhead.
Well, that actually shows how stupid they are. Okay, I'll give you a simple consideration to make for yourself. There's a very, very tall building, like, say, Empire State Building. It's over 100 stories. And there's a staircase climbing up to 110 stories of the Empire State Building. And there's a lift also. Now, which one will you take? Will you take the difficult one? Why not? Because if there is a convenient and simpler way, easier way, an intelligent thing to do is to take advantage of that. Now, if there is an easier way of going back to Godhead, why should we take a difficult one? Now, that's the difference. You have taken a difficult way, and you don't even know how difficult it is. You know how difficult it is? Just consider the material nature. I mean, the material nature is full of universes. And mind you, we are living in a very small universe dominated by four-headed Brahma. And according to the number of heads of Brahma, the size of the universe is. For a big universe, there are 16-headed Brahmas. Even bigger universe, 100-headed Brahmas, 1,000-headed Brahmas, this is how different universes are there. Now, we are staying in a small universe dominated by four-headed Brahma. This is probably the smallest universe that can be there. We are staying there. And in this universe, there are 14 planetary systems. And there is one planetary system is Earth planet. And this Earth planet has varshas. And the middle part of the planet is Bharatvarsha, right? And this is surrounded by the saltwater ocean. So you can well imagine, in the small universe, in the smallest universe, we are living in one planet, and this planet is surrounded by saltwater ocean. Now, how many of you can swim across the saltwater ocean? Can anybody swim across India to Australia? Not even that. Just swim from Surat or Kutch to Dubai. How many of you will be able to do that? How many people can do that? You don't even have to go across from one continent to another continent. Even from within one continent, in one gulf, you cannot swim across. Now you consider the universes are floating in the causal ocean, in an ocean of cause. All the universes are floating. And beyond that causal ocean is Brahma Jyoti. Beyond that Brahma Jyoti is Vaikuntha planet. Try to swim across. You want a difficult process? Go ahead. Try it. Now, it's difficult to swim across, but if you get into an aeroplane, how long does it take? Is it difficult to go to Europe from here or to America from here? Why not? Because the vehicle is going to carry you. Right? Now, what will an intelligent person do? Will he try to swim to America? Or will he take a plane to America?
Plane.
Why? Yeah, because easier to go. So now if we say ISKCON is the transcendental aeroplane, all you have to do is just sit here. And this will take you to the spiritual sky. Not only to the spiritual sky, the topmost region of the spiritual sky, Golok Vrindavan. So that's what you should tell them, who speaks like that, that this is what, this shows how intelligent ISKCON devotees are. So please consider what you are trying to do and what we are doing. What's the difference? And although you do not have, you didn't have the understanding, but consider it. Use your intelligence. You got a human body. You got developed intelligence. Use your intelligence and see what you should do to fulfill this wonderful opportunity to achieve the ultimate success of your existence.